Bedtime Bites presents The Nightlight That Told Stories. Milo was absolutely, positively, 100% not sleepy. Even though his pajamas were on, his teeth were brushed, and his stuffed elephant peanut was tucked under his arm. "Time for bed, little star," said his mother, kissing his forehead. "But Mom," Milo yawned, though he insisted it didn't count. "I'm not even." Another yawn. "Not even tired." His mother smiled and plugged in his nightlight. It was shaped like a crescent moon with a sweet, sleepy face. "Well, maybe Mr. Moon can keep you company." As soon as she closed the door, something extraordinary happened. The nightlight's face wiggled. Its painted eyes blinked, actually blinked, and it let out a tiny, tinkling yawn. "Oh my," said the nightlight in a voice like wind chimes. "Is it story time already?" Milo sat straight up in bed. "You can talk." "Of course I can talk. I'm a nightlight, dear boy. Talking is my second best talent." The moon-shaped light glowed a little brighter. "My first best talent is telling stories. Would you like to hear one?" Milo clutched Peanut tighter and nodded, his eyes wide as saucers. "Wonderful." The nightlight's glow shifted to a soft purple. "This story is called The Cloud Who Forgot How to Float." As the nightlight spoke, something magical happened. The shadows on Milo's ceiling began to move and dance, creating shapes that matched the story perfectly. There once was a little cloud named Cumulus, who woke up one morning and forgot how to float. Down, down, down he drifted until he landed, plop, right in a meadow full of surprised rabbits. Milo watched the ceiling shadows show a fluffy cloud falling past birds and butterflies. "Oh dear," said Cumulus, "I'm supposed to be up there." He tried hopping like the rabbits. He tried flapping like the birds. Nothing worked. Then a wise old turtle said, "Little cloud, you're trying too hard. Floating isn't something you do, it's something you just are. Close your eyes, breathe slowly, and remember what it feels like to be light as air." The nightlight's glow turned soft blue. So Cumulus closed his eyes. He took slow, deep breaths, in and out, in and out. He remembered how lovely it felt to drift on the breeze, soft and peaceful and calm. And you know what happened? "What?" whispered Milo, who had snuggled deeper into his pillow without realizing it. He floated up, 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 all the way back to the sky where he belonged. And whenever he felt heavy or worried, he just remembered to breathe slowly and feel light again. Milo tried it himself, taking a deep breath, in and out. He did feel lighter somehow. "That was a good story," he murmured. "Do you know any more?" The nightlight chuckled warmly. "Oh, I know thousands. Shall I tell you about the dragon who delivered dreams? That's a cozy one." "Yes, please," said Milo, yawning for real this time. The nightlight's glow turned soft pink, and the ceiling shadows transformed into the silhouette of a small, friendly dragon. In a castle made of moonbeams, there lived a dragon named Ember. But Ember was different from other dragons. Instead of breathing fire, she breathed dreams. Every night, she would fly from window to window, breathing the most wonderful dreams through the glass. Milo watched the shadow dragon soar across his ceiling, visiting shadow houses and shadow trees. She gave the baker dreams of cookies that tasted like sunshine. She gave the gardener dreams of flowers that sang lullabies. She gave children dreams of adventures with friendly monsters and talking animals and chocolate rivers. "What kind of dream would she give me?" Milo asked sleepily. The nightlight's voice grew even softer. "Well, let's see. For a special boy named Milo who loves his elephant Peanut, I think Ember would bray thee a dream about a Jung